Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about it just takes one. Just takes one. Sometimes we're needing a breakthrough in some areas, trying to get to the next level, and we're trying to figure out how to get there. We're focused on all of these things. But often, it just takes one. One good break, one key relationship, one good idea. Could be one word from God, one book you write or song you write, one invention or piece of art that you create, one system that you create, one investment, one marketing campaign or sales letter. Often the key to the next level is simplifying down because it just takes one. Just takes one. And that all comes from our relationship with God. Jesus says many things people are chasing after. Martha's coming to him complaining about how her sister is not helping. He says only one thing really matters. You get this one thing right, seeking after him. Daily communion, actually one of the most important things, the one thing. Just takes one thing. You get that one thing right, it creates these ripple effects, creates virtuous cycles happening and unfolding in our lives. Just takes one. So we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayers where we go through our four fundamentals to be practicing and implementing every day. And then we'll be taking communion over this idea of it just takes one. So let's get started with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, so that we would know you better. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us and make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So we're going to go through our other half of prayer and our four fundamentals. As my daughter always reminds me, you got to put the fun in the fundamentals. You got to make these things fun. Having some fun today, enjoying your life today. These four fundamentals, masters of anything are masters of the fundamentals. Getting positioned in the light, magnifying the light, staying tuned in today for God's leading and direction, and then taking action and doing the things that you know to do today and doing them together with God in partnership with him today. Let's go over our first one, position in the light. This is the light switch. This is the on-off switch. It's either on or it's off. We're either positioned in the light or we're not. God has released us from darkness. He's transferred us into the light. And that transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. So to be positioned in the light is to be positioned in forgiveness, to receive that forgiveness from God, to let it flow through you by forgiving yourself, walking in forgiveness with yourself, and then letting that forgiveness flow through you to other people. Well, we walk in that same grace and forgiveness that God has given us with other people, which means we got to let some things go. Got to let some things roll off of us, not bother us. And the motivation behind all this forgiveness was love. Love was the motivation behind it. And truly experiencing and receiving God's love for us that's been shed abroad in our hearts, receiving that from him by faith, loving ourselves the way that he has loved us, and walking in love with other people. To walk in love is to walk in the light. God is love, God is light. They are one and the same. And the way we receive all this from God is by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. One of the biggest things you can do to stay positioned in the light, to keep the lights on all day today, is to stay positioned in gratitude and praise. Remember, this is on or off, black or white. The opposite is complaining. To stay positioned in complaining is to stay positioned in darkness. And it's not worth it to get into unforgiveness, to step out of love, to get into complaining mode. Because why? Because look what you shut off the access to. Everything that's in the light, everything God has, his spirit, his power, his presence, his love and peace and joy flowing through you, his mind and wisdom, the solutions to the problems that you face, his health and energy flowing through you, his time, his finances, everything he has, he's made available to us in Christ. And it's not worth it to turn those lights off. It's not worth it to step into complaining mode or unforgiveness or those types of things, because we shut off the access to all of this. So first we're going to get those lights turned on. Then we're going to expand the capacity where God can begin to flow more of it through you, to make that light bigger and greater on the inside of you. To magnify the light is all about what we're focused on. We're all focused on something every day. We're all focused on and magnifying something every day based on what we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're meditating on, what we're imagining and pondering. As we begin to keep our mind fixed on God, to keep it fixed on the light, it's like it expands that capacity where he can begin to flow more through us. It gets firm and fixed and established in our hearts so that the problems and issues of life don't phase us like they used to anymore, because we stay fixed and established in this. So to magnify the light, we can be magnifying, we can be meditating, we can be talking about, we can be thinking about God's word and his promises, his unfailing love for us, his faithfulness, that he's always on time and that he never fails. He always fulfills his promises. He'll never leave us or forsake us. We can meditate on his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. We can meditate on our righteousness in Christ, that God is with us and for us. We've got peace with him. We've got his blessing and favor on our lives because of the gift of righteousness given in Christ. We can meditate on what he put in us, every good thing that he put within us, this treasure that we have in jars of clay. We can meditate on whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. We can meditate on whatever's going well. We can meditate on the fullness that we have in him already, that we are complete in him. Don't need external things to be the source of our happiness or achievement. We're complete in him already. As we expand our capacity, we expand that light, we magnify the light, we're just expanding our experience of that fullness in him. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. Jesus says, you're going to have trouble in this world, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. This is bringing the problems and issues into the light. Because when you bring them into the light, you can find the solutions. And it just takes one. God's with you. Nothing's impossible. It just takes one word from him. Good idea, good break, a good decision, a good invention or a piece of art or an investment or who knows what, whatever it is you need to get to break through to that next level. It just takes one, and the answer is found in the light. But often we can magnify the problems and make them bigger than God, where they look this big and God looks this big. We can turn the tables on them, make God much bigger than the problems by choosing to magnify him instead. Now, God does give us the choice. We could choose to magnify darkness. We could choose to meditate and think on all the ways that people have wronged us, all the things that could have, should have, or would have happened, all the issues and problems we're having, dwelling on the past, worrying about the future, or constantly being unhappy in the present moment because we want to be at this next level. Getting more present today. We could be trying to figure everything out in our mind, solving all of the problems by ourselves. This is where we got to get good at recognizing the symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness, we're magnifying darkness. Everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all the pressure's on you to figure it all out, to make it happen in your own strength. Might feel hopeless for your situation, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Your energy levels begin to diminish. It's like you're in a black hole and it's sucking the energy out of you. Then there's the fear and the stress and the worry and the dread of the future, the confusion. Maybe you're stuck in some sort of vicious cycle or bad pattern. But to be positioned in the light, to be magnifying the light, are symptoms. Rest in your soul. Truly feel at rest in your soul. Everything feels free and easy and effortless, and your energy levels begin to rise up. That faith and courage in you begin to rise up. That peace that surpasses all understanding, God's peace, begins to guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to flow, and it equips you and empowers you to function in his strength. There's hope for your situation. In any and every situation, there's hope. Then there's these aha moments that come where you just get these flashes of insights where you just know what to do or the good ideas flow. All in the light. That's where we got to get good at recognizing the symptoms and turning the tables quickly. Whenever we find that we're off track, we can change our focus. We can repent. We can turn. Father, forgive me. I'm not supposed to be focused on that. Start praising and thanking him. Start meditating on his promises and his unfailing love and his faithfulness and his power and his mighty works. Your identity in Christ. Start magnifying those things. You can turn it around in 1 second. All based on what you're focused on. Now, as you take those first two steps, it's something like tuning a radio receiver, where it tunes you in, where you can hear God's leading and direction so much more clearly in your life. But it's important to stay tuned in throughout the day. Stay tuned in and listening for his leading and direction, because every day he's trying to lead us and teach us and train us and take us step by step to this spacious, beautiful place. One of the things I like to do before bed every night is just ask a couple questions. God, what is it you're trying to show me today? Is there anything I missed today that you're trying to get across to me? What's the most important thing you want me to get out of today? You just ask these questions and you just get still for a few minutes and listen. And whatever comes to mind, you just write it down. And you stay tuned in throughout the day. And when you're unsure of where to go, which way to go, what to do, what's the next step, you wait. You ask him for his leading and guidance and direction, and then you wait. And then once you know, because he's faithful, he'll always show you if you wait, if you take the time to ask and then you wait for him to show you. He will always show you. You wait till you know, and then you do our fourth fundamental. You do what you know to do. You put it into practice. What do you know to do today? What are the things that you know to take action on? Often we have this to-do list piling up on the inside, and it blocks our clarity, our ability to hear from God as clearly. It slows down the flow of what God's trying to do in our lives. What are the things that you know to do? Maybe there's some things in your conscience. Maybe there's some things you've been procrastinating on. Maybe there's some things that you have a leading from God or an excitement to do. What do you know to do today? And putting those things into action, take an action today. And doing those things with God, because we're trusting that He's with us. He'll never leave us or forsake us. Those things are meant to be done in partnership with Him, doing them willingly and cheerfully and with confidence in Him. He's right there with you to help you execute these things. And as you do this, it does something like creates a magnet in your life. It begins to magnetize you and begins to pull more and more of the things of God into your life. As you get, we call these rivers of living water. You receive them from God. You expand the capacity where more can flow through you. You begin to take action where it begins to flow all the way out of you. Creates this current. And whenever electrical current's flowing through a wire, it begins to create a magnet. You start doing this day by day, and your magnetism begins to grow. It begins to pull more and more into your life. So let's talk about this idea. It just takes one. I was actually doing what we just talked about last night before bed. Kind of recapping the day. God, is there anything that you were trying to show me, you were trying to get across to me over the last day that maybe I missed or I didn't quite grasp it? I felt like this was what came through. It just takes one. It just takes one to completely change the whole course of your life for good. It takes one word from God, one leading or direction from Him. It takes just one good relationship to truly change your life. And that one relationship is supposed to be with Him. It takes one good idea, one good decision, one good break, God's blessing and favor. His favor gives you opportunities and good breaks. Maybe one skill that you master. Most people that are really prospering in life have one skill that they're really good at. They got better at than everybody else. One skill that you master. You could write one book or one song, and that one thing could change your whole life. You could have one invention or piece of art that you create or business that you create, and it could change your entire life. You could have one marketing campaign or sales letter or whatever it may be that could truly transform your business. You could have one investment or partnership that truly transforms your life. It just takes one. Don't ever underestimate the power of one. Don't ever underestimate the power of one. And part of this is creating simplicity. And so we're going to be asking for God's help with this today. To be honest, when I first got on here today, I wasn't sure the direction God was actually wanting us to go. I just knew the direction was, He said, what you wrote down in your journal last night, that's what I want to talk about today, was the feeling that I had. But it just takes one. Often we make it overly complicated. And this starts with the one thing of seeking God, because He's the one that can unlock all these. It starts with our relationship with Him, a word from Him. His good ideas begin to flow. He empowers us to make good decisions. He creates the good breaks in our lives. He gives us the equipping and the ability to master new skills. His creativity begins to flow through us in the form of books and songs and inventions and arts and businesses and marketing. He brings along the right opportunities for investments, ways to partner with people in our lives. It all comes from Him. And just one leading from Him could change the trajectory of all of it in your life. Could change the whole trajectory of your whole life. Just one word from Him, one relationship with Him, any of these. And He is the source of all of them. He's the source of good. So making Him the top priority. So Father, we're just so thankful for You. You're with us. And it just takes one. It was just the one sacrifice of Jesus. This is where we're really getting to. The one sacrifice of Jesus In the book of Hebrews, it says, by his one sacrifice, he made us righteous. He made us holy. He made us perfect forever. Just takes one. By his one sacrifice. In the Old Testament, the priest had to stand up and repeating these sacrifices over and over and over and over again, but they were incomplete. It just took one, but it just took the right one. Just took one. It just took the right one. That by his one sacrifice, he completed it, and then he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. And we're seated there with him, it says in Ephesians 2:6. Just takes one. God, we're asking for your help today. Just takes one sacrifice from you, the sacrifice of Jesus, to change our whole life. And I believe you got some of these other one things for us in our lives. All along your plans and purposes for our lives. And it just takes one of these to truly transform our lives, Lord. We're so thankful that you loved us so much, you're willing to send your one and only Son for us. If you would do that, how would you not freely give us all things? Your presence and love, relationship with you, your ideas and wisdom flowing, your help and guidance and equipping, your creativity flowing through us. We thank you for this bread. And on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you." That one sacrifice. The power of the one just simplifies life so much. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. And I believe as you see God flowing in these things, it just takes one. You see him creating those opportunities for these one things to happen. All based on this principle of the one sacrifice of Jesus. What does it do? I believe it helps us to know God better, to know his heart, to grow in our relationship with him. This covenant relationship with him, a partnership with him. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's time to walk it out today. Stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying the light. Paying attention to the symptoms of where you're positioned and turning it around quickly if you ever get off track. Staying tuned in today for God's leading and direction. Doing the things that you know to do. Taking action today and doing it together with God. And he's going to lead you to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.